Hey, folks, it's Justin Parker with the Justin Parker Podcast. Thank you so much for joining us on this Friday evening. This is our first podcast in the month of August, so I guess that's the first for us, right? Well, if you listen to the intro song and kind of hear the music playing in the background, it's Beyoncé's School in Life from her album 4, the deluxe edition. And it's kind of a journey through growing up, growing out, through your teens, your 20s, your 30s, your 40s, your 50s, your 60s, your 70s, to your 100 years old, and kind of the stages of life that you go through. But kind of like the name of the song, it's called School in Life. So yeah, we learn and yeah, we go through our trials and tribulations, but at the end of the day, we school life. Well, at least you should. And of course, I don't own the rights to the music, but I think it was a great backdrop for our intro today. So hang on tight, guys. We're going to have a great show tonight. Schooling life. How does that sound? Schooling life. You know, no matter what life throws at you, no matter your trials and tribulations, no matter what you go through, if you can come out on top and you can school life, you already won. Now, when you think about schooling life, looking back, you know, even when we were kids, we start off in school. So we are 4 years old in preschool or pre-K, 5 years old in kindergarten, up to elementary school, then to middle school, then to high school. After that, maybe you're going to college for your associate's degree, your bachelor's, your master's, your doctorate. Maybe you have a couple different degrees. Maybe you have a trade. Whatever the case may be, you know, from a very young age up into even into our adult life and our adult years, we're schooled. We go to school, we get an education, we learn. We might not agree with the education at times or what's being taught with us, taught to us at times, but we're still receiving an education and we're being schooled by life. But then there's that point, that time where it's like, you know, it gets switched around and you start schooling life. So that's when you turn it around and, you know, when the cliche saying, when life gives you lemons, you make lemonade, you know, you start looking at the glass as half full instead of half empty. So you get to a point in your life where it's like, you know what? I went through my trials and tribulations. You know, I had my down days. I had my mediocre days. I hit rock bottom and there's nowhere to go but up. That's when you start schooling life. When you start owning your life, you start owning your truth. You start owning the direction that you want to take yourself in. I kind of feel like that's the real definition of schooling life. Most of you guys know that I started out at my job almost 5 years ago. It'll be 5 years in November. And prior to that, I worked for a company called McDonald's for about 10 years. I started there when I was 14, sweeping the lobby floor. I couldn't do much at 14. Back in, I want to say 98 when I was 14, I'm going to throw some years on there. But you know, I went through McDonald's and I worked my way up from, you know, someone sweeping the lobby to I was on fries. Then, you know, I was in the drive through making sandwiches. I became a shift manager and kind of worked my way up to being a department manager. I moved all the way out to York, Pennsylvania. I was out there for 3 years. I was promised a promotion. And guess what? At the end of those 3 years, I didn't get that promotion. I didn't know why. And at that point, it was just like, you know what? After all this time, I really didn't care. And it was time for me to come back home. So when I came back, I started working for a temp agency, Staff Mark, and they placed me with DSC Logistics. So there I was a temp and I, you know, had responsibilities for, like, you know, checking in a sense, truck orders and whatnot. It was for a logistics company, a trucking company. And with Kellogg's, you know, it was all the Kellogg's brand. So, you know, I was always busy. And I liked it, but it was just like, you know, it was an entry-level job. It wasn't too much. And they were posting a position for a specialist or a customer service specialist, you know, within the company. So I applied for it. And, you know, they told me, unfortunately, you know, this is only open internally, you know, not for, you know, temp employees or temp agents. So, you know, I understood, you know, I had sent my resume anyway, but lo and behold, a couple weeks later, they said, you know, you're doing such a good job here. We'd like to offer you a position, you know, in doing this. Now, I was still a temp, but I was like, you know what? Hey, I'll take that because it's the position that I wanted. Normally, they would have hired internally, but you know, through my work ethic, I felt, boom, I got this. When I started the job, the very first day was horrible. My manager was not a really good communicator. It was more so, you know, training on the fly, and I get that. You know, it's a warehouse and whatnot, but there was no training in place at all. At all. So pretty much all I was doing was jotting down notes, trying to remember things, and not working in logistics or trucking prior, it was really hard for me to catch on. Long story short, I got fired from that job on Friday, but God willing and thank goodness, that Monday, I was able to start at Shift 4 Payments, which is my current company that I'm working for. I'll be there for 5 years this November. And one of the things, you know, I always told myself was if I ever made it in the position of leadership or whatnot, you know, I wanted to train. I didn't want anybody to feel how I felt. And I really felt defeated. So, you know, I started at my job and I started working my way up. You know, I got promoted and moved up through the ranks. And in the position I'm in right now, I'm the senior supervisor for customer service, you know, for the customer service department. And in my position, I really feel that, and even with that, through trials and tribulations and the ups and downs, I really feel that there was a switch for me and I started schooling life. I started school. I went back after, now mind you, I graduated high school in 2002, okay? So that was when I was 18 years old back in 2002. It's 2019 right now. So I started back to school last spring semester. And, you know, I was working in this position and working for this company. And we were able to create and do a lot of awesome things. I'm still there. And I just felt like, you know, yeah, I was promised a promotion before McDonald's. And yeah, I was fired from this temp agency because I couldn't catch on to what they were saying and how their business worked. But I didn't let that defeat me. Like, I kept going. I kept moving forward. I was like, you know what? This is not me and I can do better. And I really feel that where I'm at right now, I set myself up in a great position to live a comfortable life. Now, am I where I really want to be 100%? I'd say no. Like, I want to get married. I want to have, you know, my house and, you know, want another kid. Kevin really wants a daughter. So I'm like, hey, why not? But in time, you know, I want a dog with a fence and whatnot. I want to, you know, grill on my deck. So I'm not where I need to be yet. You know, I want my bachelor's and my master's and I want to keep moving up within the company. And I really see myself being a vice president there. In due time. But I wouldn't be able to accomplish what I'm accomplishing now if I didn't have the mindset that I was schooling life and not being schooled by life. So if I was being schooled by life, I'd probably be unemployed right after, you know, I got fired from Staffmark and DSC Logistics. I'd probably, you know, be depressed and wallowing in my own pity. And there has to be a point where it's like, no, like, you know, even if you don't have kids, like I have two kids, so, you know, I have to set a great example, at least in my mind. I think that we all would want to do that as parents. You know, even if your kids decide not to go to college or whatnot, maybe they pick up a trade. You still want to set that example that, hey, mom's killing it. Dad's killing it. You know what I mean? Stepmom's killing it. Stepdad's killing it. Even if your aunties or uncles or godparents. But I couldn't let myself have this defeatist attitude. Or being pessimistic. Like, I'm a very optimistic person. And I feel like even the smallest amount of optimism is still hope. And it's still you looking forward into the future and what could be and what your possibilities could be. So I got to a point where it's like, you know what? I'm going to school life. Like, yeah, I kept putting off school for how many years? And now I'm back in school. I'm going into my second semester and I'm pretty hype about school starting August 26th. Like, I really cannot wait for this to start already. But you have to have the schooling life attitude. You know, and you can apply it to anything. It doesn't have to just be work. It doesn't have to just be school. You know, it could be your confidence. It could be body confidence. You know, if you're a big girl and, you know, you have some extra pounds, who cares? Go out there and go into the fitting room. But you know what you do? Once you try those clothes on in the fitting room, come out of the fitting room. If you're there with your homegirl or your homeboy, even if it's the big dudes or the big fellas, how does this look on me? How, you know, is this, you know, will this look right in the club? Will this look right for my outfit, for my first date, or, you know, for my anniversary date, whatever the case may be? Don't hide. Don't hide in the fitting room. Come out. Look in the mirror like everyone else looks in the mirror. You don't have to be a size 2 to have confidence. School life. You know, it's my sister. I say my sisters, Sharice and Vaughn. They purchased their first home thanks to the help of my other sister, Kayla Parker. And, you know, to know Sharice and to know her story, you have to, you know, really understand where she came from and where she got to. And that's going to be a great show when I have her on in the future. But I was so humbly proud of her, for her. I was happy. Like, I was ecstatic. Like, I couldn't even think of the emotions at all. And when I think of, like, you know, school and life, I really look at her and Kayla schooling life. Like, Kayla is such a phenomenal, you know, well-versed, successful real estate mogul. I want to call her a mogul because, you know, she owned her own business. I mean, if we're going to keep it on the Atlanta tip and flow, Jersey Mulan, you know, she's an author. She's an activist. You know, she has a movement, you know, Too Dope to Bully. Like, there's so much going on, and I'm just getting great ideas in my head right now about future interviews that I want to have for the show and for the podcast. But, you know, it's this whole schooling life mentality. You know, if you have a crazy idea and you share with your friend and they're like, "What? Are you crazy? You can't do that." You need to check your friend, or you need new friends. You need people in your circle who are going to build you up, who have that same schooling life mentality. Instead of saying, you know, "Oh, you can't do that," or, you know, "You don't have the clatter for that," or, you no, they should be like, "Okay, well, let's get a business plan together. You know, what's your business plan? What's your agenda? You know, what are you trying to accomplish? You know, are you trying to pass something down to your children? Do you want to be your own boss?" This is the kind of schooling life mentality that you need to have. And, you know, if you're listening to this podcast right now and you're like, "Well, you know, maybe, you know, I haven't been given the best advice to my friend. You know, maybe I haven't been that supportive to my significant other." It's okay. We stumble and we fall, but jump right back and snap back into it and have that schooling life mentality. You should be, you know, preaching awareness and preaching accountability and doability, if that's even a word, to people in your circle and people that aren't even in your circle. The one thing that I feel that people in positions of power, not all, but a vast majority, people in that position of power, whether it's wealth, whether it's, you know, position of power for their job or their title, you know, whatever the case may be, and whatever they elevated themselves to, the biggest hiccup that I see is that they don't share the knowledge. They don't share the knowledge. "Oh yeah, you know, my credit score just went up. I have perfect credit." How did you do it? "Oh, well, you know, this is hard work." No, but what are the steps? Like, put me on. You know, help school life. You know, what do I need to do to get there? "Oh, I just purchased my home. This is awesome." Okay, well, what steps do I need to do to get there? Like, when I visited my sister in Atlanta, she's like, "Listen, you need to get yourself on a budget. You need to get some envelopes, start divvying stuff out." And she was planting the seeds in my head. You should always be planting seeds. Always, 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 always plant seeds. I've had about maybe one or two friends reach out to me about a podcast, and I told them, "Hey, this is the site. This is, you know, anchor.fm. And once you, you know, once you create your podcast and you start getting some spins, you're going to be able to branch out and you're going to be able to be on Apple Podcasts and Google Podcasts and Spotify and, you know, all these other places as well. I'm still trying to get on iHeartRadio." But these are the seeds that you need to plant. Don't keep all of that wealth and all that knowledge and information to yourself. You're doing your friends and your loved ones and even yourself a disservice. In my job, in my position, I've always kind of had this, you know, I guess when they think about me, like my brand, my internal brand, it was that of knowledge. Like, go to Justin, he's the go-to. Or, you know, I don't even need to check the resources. I'll use Justin as a resource. And that was always, I don't want to say was, but still am the go-to. And I used to be like, "Man, why they ask me? Why they ask me? Like, oh my gosh, like, why don't they just figure it out?" And I realized it was because, one, I probably wasn't really telling them how I was getting to my answers or what I did to get to it. I was just telling them, "Oh, you can go here, or you can check this, or this is what you do." So I really had to break it down and say, you know what? You have to show them. You have to share that knowledge. It's no point of having a whole customer service team following behind you if you're the only knowledgeable one. You know what I mean? So I took time. I mean, I used to work a 1-to-10 shift for a short amount of time. And I had reps on that shift that I built up. You know, I mean, they already had something there. But, you know, I saw something there too. And I took the time to talk to them, to communicate to them, to share my knowledge, my tips, you know, my best bets, and really feel comfortable enough and trust enough on both ends that, hey, if I'm not here, if I'm no longer here, you guys can still do it without me. You guys can still excel without me. And that was that schooling life mentality that I had to give off and I had to provide to anybody around me, anybody in my circle or outside of my circle. I had to do that. I didn't really tell anybody on social media, but I interviewed for a promotion today. I'm currently in a supervisory role as a senior supervisor for customer service, but I interviewed for a management position outside of our department. And I really had to get myself out of my comfort zone because I've worked in our customer service department for the almost entire 5 years that I've been with my awesome company. So going into that, you know, I was asking my coworker Christian and I was asking my manager Sean and I was asking Kevin like for advice, and they're like, you know, go for it. Like, you know, what, like, we're winners over here. Like, you know, what are you talking about? How is there even any room in your mind for doubt? And I had to take a step back, and even, you know, my friend Yadi and Nicole, and they were like, you're Justin. And that's all that I needed to hear to snap back and be like, okay, you know what? You need to start schooling life. Don't let life school you. Don't let this position school you. Don't be scared by it. Don't be intimidated by it. You take the bull by the horns and you ride that bitch out, okay? That's what you have to do. So I went in dressed for my interview today, and I really feel that, like, I knocked it out of the park. Like, this is probably my most meaningful interview that I've had. Even I would say, you know, I interviewed for the supervisor position 3 times, for the position that I'm in now. I would probably say this is probably, I wouldn't say my most difficult interview, but it was the most thought-provoking, thought-invoking interview that I've probably ever experienced with 4 individuals who are smart, and, you know, they run their departments and you know, they do great things. And I wanted to be part of that because I'm already a part of it on our side. So I went in there and, you know, right after the first question, I'm like, I got this. Like, why did I ever doubt myself? And you're going to get into those times and those situations where it's like, oh, man, no, you know, I don't know about this. Or, you know, I've never done this before. Or, you know, I never went there. I never tried that. Do it. You only have this one life to do it. You don't want to get old and be like, oh, man, coulda, woulda, shoulda. It's not cliche. It's so true. You have to get out there and you have to school life. Tomorrow is not promised. Next week is not promised. So you don't want to get to a certain time or a point in your life or an age where it's like, you know what? I should have took that interview. I should have took that, you know, chance to possibly be promoted. Maybe my life would have been different. Make your life different now. Make your life different in the next second. The next minute is the future. So your future could be immediately. Your future could be immediate. It could be next week, or it can be in the future. But every future second is your real future. And you have to go out there and you have to school life. Who cares if people don't like the kind of clothes you're wearing? If you feel that this is your fashion sense and this is your style, then you rock that style. You school it. You know what I mean? If, you know, you move into an apartment and they're like, oh, well, you know, I don't know about that apartment. You know, I don't know about that neighborhood. But guess what? They don't know your history, where you might have been homeless or you might have been in a shelter, and this is, you know, your breakthrough. Screw them. Who cares what they think? School life and rock that apartment out. So you have to really just, like, you know, take it, like, not take it for granted, but, like, really go out there and take advantage of every opportunity that's provided to you. And if the opportunity isn't provided to you, go out there and take it. You know what I mean? I was one of 12 people interviewing for this position. And I can even say that some of the people probably had more experience in certain aspects of that department. Some of the people probably worked in that department already as a regular, you know, employee. Some people that might have worked directly through or with that department more than I have. But that did not stop me from going in there and giving it 110%, because I know me. And you know you. You never want to bet on anybody else aside from yourself. So you have to give yourself 110%, and you have to go out there and you have to school life. You have to go out there and you have to take it. You have to go out there and you have to be fearless. You have to go out there and you have to just enjoy every second of it. You know, enjoy you know, the fresh air, enjoy the rain, enjoy the lightning, enjoy the thunder, enjoy, you know, the hard knocks, enjoy life beating you up. Because guess what? When it beats you up, you're going to get back up again, and you're going to go out there and you're going to school life, and you're going to keep schooling life and keep schooling life, and you're going to get other people to school life, and you're just going to, you know, you're going to surround yourself by like-minded individuals who just want to be better and want to be great. And by like-minded, they don't have to agree with you on everything. I have a lot of political debates on my Facebook page all the time, and I don't agree with some of my friends on, you know, their political stance and stuff like that. But what I can say is that they're like-minded individuals. They know what they want. They know what they want to go for. And, you know, you just go out there and you start schooling life. And that's that is what it is. But if I can leave you guys with anything today, it's go out there and school life. Don't let it pass you by. Don't let an opportunity pass you by. Don't let a first date pass you by. You know what I mean? Don't let that apartment pass you by. Why not? That's what you should be asking yourself. If you go to somebody and you're telling them a business idea or a business venture or, you know, anything that's on your mind, and if they say, why? Your response should be, why not? School life, y'all. Thanks for joining me on this Friday evening. I hope you guys all have a great night. Remember, you can join us on Anchor FM. You can listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, so many different places. We're going to put the links on the page. Follow us on Facebook at the Justin Parker Podcast, and we will see you soon next week. Carpe diem, folks. Seize the day.